Good morning, everyone. We want to welcome you in the Saviour's name to the Lord's house on this Christmas morning. We're very thankful for your presence with us. We pray we'll have a blessed time of fellowship together. Just to read to you the words of Matthew 1, verse 21, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." We thought of the name Emmanuel on Thursday night, God with us. The name Jesus means Saviour. The hymn says, when we call him Saviour, then we call him by his name. And our prayer is that you know Christ as your Saviour. If that's not the case, that may be so today. You'll ask him into your heart to be your Saviour. We're going to sing number 82 as we commence. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down and glory shone around. The hymn number 82, and we're standing as we sing "Place." We'll know the reality of both of those names in these services, that God will be with us and he'll come and save precious souls in our midst. Father, we rejoice to be in thy house. The psalmist said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go up to the house of the Lord." We're thankful, Father, especially to be gathered in thy house on this Christmas morning. We come, Father, to give thee praise and thanks for your love towards us, that you sent your Son to be our Saviour. As we're bowed, Father, in prayer, we want to give thee the worship of our hearts. We pray, Father, that we'll worship thee today in spirit and in truth. We pray the Holy Ghost will come upon us. We want, Father, to adore thee. We think of the words we often sing, "O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord." We pray, Father, that you'll give us that right heart of worship as we're gathered in thy house today. Lord, we're conscious of the busyness of this time, so many things to demand our time and our attention. But help us, Father, to give the right place to the things of God, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We want to pray, Father, that You'll come today and lead us by Your Spirit. We thank You for the many promises of guidance contained within Your Word. And Lord, our prayer is that You'll teach us and instruct us today in the way that we should go, that You'll guide us with Thine eye. We want to ask, Father, guide us through this meeting now, this morning. Guide especially, Father, in the things that are said. Our cry is that You'll speak through us. We pray, Father, that You might speak even to the saving of souls. Lord, we rejoice in the wonder of our Saviour's birth. We remember that God was manifest in the flesh. We're conscious, Father, of the challenge, how difficult it is just for our finite minds to be able to comprehend those great and deep truths of Scripture. Lord, we remember that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, and neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. And Lord, we would plead that the Spirit might come today and be our teacher. We remember that Zacharias and Elizabeth, the mother and father of John the Baptist, were told in the Scriptures that they were those that were full of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we would pray, fill us, each one, today. We ask, Lord, on this Christmas day, remember that You poured out upon Your church the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, give to us that gift, we pray, in all its fullness. Remember how Zacharias burst forth with that great song of praise and of worship. And Lord, we ask that in every part of this service today that we would be those who are anointed with the power of Thy Spirit. Bless all that are gathered. Encourage the hearts of Your people. And remember, Father, those that are absent today, especially because of sickness and ill health. Our prayer, Father, is that You might be near to them. We pray that You'll strengthen them. We remember the words of the psalmist, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And Lord, those that are facing just that trouble, that difficulty of ill health, we pray, may they know the strengthening hand of God to be upon them. We're mindful, Father, of those that have been bereaved during this year and the difficulty, the pain of facing this Christmas time with that vacant place, the empty chair. Lord, draw near to them. We ask that each one that has lost loved ones and dear ones, that at this Christmas time that they especially will know the reality of that name, Emmanuel, God with us. You've assured us, even as we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, that most bitter of all experiences, that we're not to fear, for Thou art with us. Remember, Father, those that mourn at this time. We're especially mindful of the Beggs family circle, the memory of the just is blessed. We thank You for the memory of Mrs. Beggs, the godly example, a mother in Israel. We thank You, Father, for the influence of her life, especially in that Ballymena area. And Lord, we're praying that You'll draw near to the family, be with Mr. Beggs especially. And Lord, we're mindful today of Alison and Heather and Jenny and James and their family circles too. We ask, Lord, that You'll uphold them with the right hand of Your righteousness. We want to pray, Father, for all the missionaries of our denomination, especially those connected with our congregation here in Armagh. We think, Father, of being away from home, being so far from loved ones at this Christmas time, how they feel that distance. You've said that You're the God of Mizpah that watches between us when we're absent the one from the other. And Lord, we thank You for those who have paid that price, made that sacrifice to leave home, the land of their nativity, to go and serve Thee in foreign lands. Lord, encourage their hearts. May they know the good hand of God upon them, especially as they labour and minister for Thee on this Sabbath day. So, Father, give us help. We just ask, Lord, be near to us. Help us today in this meeting. And we pray that Christ, our Saviour, in all that is said and done, that He will be magnified and glorified. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to read a few verses together, please. We're in 1 Timothy chapter 1. It's the closing verses of that chapter. First Timothy chapter 1. We're going to begin at verse 11. And we'll read down to the end of the passage. So First Timothy chapter 1, the verse 11, we want to hear God's word. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Christ, or Jesus Christ, might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life eternal, or life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Closing there, the end of the chapter, and we pray God will add his blessing today to this, the public reading of his word. We thank you for your presence in the Lord's house on this Christmas morning. We're very thankful to all that have gathered. We pray that you'll know the Lord drawing near. Pray this will be a time of blessing. It's good to have the children and the young people that have come together with us as well. We want to assure you that we're thankful for your presence in the Lord's house too. We welcome those that are watching the service on the live stream this morning. There's a number of our congregation that are unwell, not able to be with us. Some have tested positive to COVID in recent days. That has affected a number of our families as well. So we do want to remember those folk, and we're glad that you're able to join with us by means of the live stream, and pray that the Lord will draw near to you and put his healing hand upon you just at this time. As this is the last Lord's Day of the year 2022, we want, on behalf of the session and the committee, to thank you for your support of the work of God here in Armagh right throughout this year. We're thankful for your presence, for your labours, for your faithful attendance and support, for your very generous financial giving during this past year. And our prayer for each one of you, for every family, is that the Lord will bless you richly over this Christmas time, and bless you richly as you enter into, in the will of the Lord, the new year 2023. Remember, please, the meeting tonight, the prayer meeting at 6 o'clock downstairs in the church hall, the gospel service at 6:30. There's going to be some special musical items and messages in song. The gardeners, Laura and the children, along with Laura's dad, Ken, they're going to play some carols for us on their instruments. They'll be playing for you as you come into the service tonight as well. So come a little early just to hear and enjoy those musical items, the Christmas carols, as they're played. They'll also play a couple of pieces for us in the meeting. Ruth is going to sing a couple of pieces for us as well. We had planned for our brother George Fewitt to sing tonight also in the meeting, but George isn't feeling well enough, unfortunately, this last couple of days. He hasn't been feeling just 100%. So I do remember George in your prayers. I hope to bring a brief message at the close of that service, so we encourage you to come along to the gospel meeting tonight. And as we have emphasized the last couple of Sabbaths, bring your family and your friends. Take it as an opportunity to invite them and encourage them along to the Lord's house. There will be no midweek service in the incoming week just because of the holiday period, the holiday time, and how that falls in connection with it. So do remember that. No midweek service this coming Wednesday. The service is next Lord's Day, the 1st of January. The Sunday school and Bible classes are off both today and next Lord's Day. They start back again, the Lord willing, on the Lord's Day, the 8th of January. Morning service at 11:30. I will preach on the new motto text for 2023 in the service next Sabbath morning. There is no communion next Lord's Day because of New Year's Day. Then the evening service at 6:30 in the evening. You know that our sister missionary is coming home, so she will be here with us next Sabbath evening just to give us a report, an update on her labours. Our brother Paul Elliott is going to minister in song in that service, and maybe our brother George as well, if he's feeling well enough to be able to do that. Just to emphasise that the service next Sunday night will not be live streamed because of the missionary report that will be given. And so keep that in mind. If you'd like to hear that report, you need to be present in the service. And there will be a half hour of prayer before both of those meetings next Lord's Day. There've been some special offerings taken in recent weeks. The offering for Noel Stevenson that was taken at his deputation two Wednesday nights ago. So far, that offering totals £835.66. The special Christmas missionary offering that's taken for the new vehicle for our missionary, that now stands at £6,142.97. That's a tremendous offering. We thank you sincerely for your very generous giving to all of the missionary works, especially to these most recent missionary offerings. You can still add to both of those. Remember, we said that we would keep the missionary offering open for a couple of Lord's days over the Christmas and New Year period. So if you haven't had opportunity to give to it or to the offering for our brother Noel, you can still do that. Put it in an envelope and mark on the envelope which of those offerings it is for. Just remind the ladies that your meeting in January will be on the second Monday night, not the third. That's Monday night, the 9th of January. And our sister who's coming home will be the speaker at that meeting. We encourage a good number of ladies to be along, especially as it is our 25th anniversary on the mission field. Remember to take a look at the calendars if you'd like to distribute those to your families over the holiday period. Remember the free will offering envelopes as well for 2023. They're available in the porch. Take yours as you're going from the meetings, and if you don't have envelopes and you would like to have a set, you'd like to receive those, speak to our brother Mr. Billy Hill about that. The Bethany Church asked us to mention their watch night service. That will be next Saturday evening, supper at 10:15, and then the actual watch night service itself at 11 o'clock. So if you are able, we encourage you to go along and give them support. The Parks family are very thankful for your prayers for Ella Rose. She did get home again from hospital earlier in the week. She's been feeling just that wee bit stronger, so we're thankful for that. But do continue to pray for Ella Rose and for guidance to be given to the doctors just with regard to her symptoms and her situation. As a congregation, we were very saddened to learn just late on Friday evening of the death of Mrs. Margaret Beggs, the wife of one of our most senior ministers, the Reverend James Beggs, who ministered for so many years in the Ballymena congregation. Mrs. Beggs passed away unexpectedly on Friday. She had been unwell. Her health had not been good, but her death nonetheless was unexpected to the family. As you know, Mrs. Beggs was greatly loved. Both of the Beggses, the Reverend and Mrs. Beggs, have been held in very high esteem, greatly respected throughout our denomination, and Mrs. Beggs's home calling will be felt right across the whole Free Presbyterian denomination. Her funeral service is planned for Wednesday at 1 o'clock in the Ballymena congregation. Do remember that service if you are able. We encourage you to go along to give your support. As a congregation here, we want to extend our deepest sympathy to the Reverend Beggs on the death of Mrs. Beggs. We want to extend our sympathy as well to the moderator, the Reverend Armstrong. Remember that he is a son-in-law. His wife, Alison, is a daughter of the Reverend and Mrs. Beggs. Also, our Mission Board Treasurer, Mr. Alistair Hamilton. We wish to extend our sympathy to Alistair also as a son-in-law. He's married to their daughter, Jenny. So, too, please remember the whole family circle in your prayers. We want to commend them to you for your prayerful support just at this time. Going to take the opportunity, just Roberta and I would like to wish you all a very happy Christmas. We're thankful for your support and encouragement to us through this year. We thank you for your cards and gifts at this Christmas time. We assure you that they're a great encouragement and they're much appreciated. And we pray that you will know much of the Lord's presence and blessing in your homes and with your families over this holiday period. We're going to sing the carol Away in a Manger, No Crib for a Bed, number 75. And we'll ask you again to stand as we sing. Number 75, please. Address to the boys and girls. this morning. And it's an address that I think all the adults in the service will be interested in as well. Just before I do that, I had mentioned at the midweek service on Wednesday night that Miss McAfee was holding a holiday Bible club in Uganda during this past week. I thought it would be interesting for you to see some of the pictures of those meetings. That was the boys and girls gathering on the first day. They're holding it in an area near to the mission station. One of the main villages nearby is Chimbala. So it's in what is known as the district of Chimbala 2. There's a strong Roman Catholic influence in that area. You'll see that in one of the pictures. So one of the challenges they had this week was not the cold, but the heat. It was very, very warm, very humid. In fact, in midweek, it was 30, and even some of the Ugandans were feeling the effects of the heat. So what they did was they put up some covers just to shelter the boys and girls from the heat as they gathered. So the meetings ran right throughout the week, from Monday right through to Friday. They had an average of 110 boys and girls coming along. They had asked for the use of the school, but because of the Roman Catholic influence in the area, they were declined the use of the facilities at the school. So they held them. There was a lady very kindly. She had quite a large compound associated with her house, and they asked if they could hold the meetings there. So we're thankful for that open door. This is an area that Miss McAfee has on her heart, where she would like to see an outreach Sunday school commenced. Remember the need of labourers in order to do that. You can see the potential because of so many boys and girls there in the area. On the final day, they give out some gospel literature. Remember that the board has translated literature into the Luganda language. There's some adult tracts and the five mission board children's tracts. So the opportunity is taken to give out the tracts, the literature to the children. And they also have a wee bit of a treat for them at the end of the week. You can see they're all receiving some cold orange juice in the little cartons and some biscuits as well, just as a wee gesture of appreciation to those children. And you can appreciate in their circumstances just how much they would value and enjoy those little luxuries of life. So they did the normal things with the meetings. This is some of the games. I mentioned to you the Roman Catholic influence. So you can see the large building in the background. So that's the local Roman Catholic church. So keep in mind that a lot of the children, therefore, that came to the meetings came from a Roman Catholic background. So I want to encourage you to pray for those boys and girls. Remember, they would like to bring the influence of the gospel into that area. They'd like to see maybe more of those children come along to Emmanuel School and not go to the Roman Catholic School. Here's some of the other activities. This is the football team, or some of those that played the football. The teacher that you can see dressed in the blue, that's Master Ronald. Remember that he was married just at the beginning of the month on the Saturday the 3rd. So he had a short honeymoon. He's back. He's one of the most prominent leaders in the church. We're very thankful for the role that he has there. A very able translator as well. So remember Master Ronald as he sets out in married life. So you can see that playing with the hoops, just something similar to all of the activities that are carried out here as well. And then they had the meetings, teaching them through the gospel and the word of God. Something else they did a little bit off on Friday. Some of the older members of the church there, three families in particular, that because of age and weakness and sickness can no longer come to the services, they took the opportunity to visit those folks with some gifts, aid packages. They didn't want those folk to think that they've been forgotten. So just to highlight for you, a little of the ministry of the church there. Remember, Miss McAfee, she's going to be in Emmanuel over the holiday period. The services at present are being conducted
via Zoom. The Reverend Kirkscaddon, who's in the will of the Lord going out next summer as a missionary, he spoke at the meeting this morning. They're 3 hours ahead at present since the clock changed. So that meant he was conducting that meeting at 8 o'clock this morning before his own morning service. God willing, I'll be speaking at the service next Sabbath morning at 8 o'clock. So keep us in your prayers as we do that on New Year's Day. So that will continue with some guest speakers right up until the beginning of February, when we hope to be recommencing sending others out as well to carry on the ministry for about 4 months or so, up until the time that the Kirkscaddons arrive there at Emmanuel. We're going to say a wee prayer together. We'll just seek the Lord before we come to the message. Father, thank you for the opportunity to be gathered here. We remember the privilege we have. Bless our fellowship together. Lord, we want to pray especially. We ask thee to remember the older members of our congregation. Be near to them. Bless them, those that are not well at this time. We're praying, Father, for the Beggs family, that you'll come and comfort their hearts. We thank you for the work done in Emmanuel there in Uganda during this past week. So many children that have heard the message of the gospel. Father, our prayer would be, speak to their hearts. We think of many of those children brought up in the darkness, the superstition of Romanism. And Lord, our prayer is that you'll bring them to Christ. As we think of this season when our Savior came as the light of the world, we pray, Father, that the light of the gospel will shine into many of those darkened hearts. So continue with us. Lord, speak to us. Give us help this morning as we speak. And we pray that hearts will be touched and spoken to in this meeting this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, boys and girls, last Sunday night I spoke to you a wee bit about chocolate. Chocolate's very prominent all the year round, but especially at Christmas. Spoke to you a wee bit about Cadbury's chocolate, the cocoa, and especially about Helen Cadbury. So there's another sweet I want to tell you about this morning, and the connection with the gospel, and it's the Jelly Babies. And I know a lot of folk like the Jelly Babies. They're especially relevant to some of the older people, because if you have diabetes, Jelly Babies can be very, very helpful. The doctor would encourage you to keep Jelly Babies in the house and keep them near at hand. So I want you to listen very carefully for a few minutes to the story of the Jelly Babies. You see the name that's on that packet, Maynard's Bassetts, Bassetts especially. Now what I'm going to tell you this morning relates to Bassetts Jelly Babies. They're the original manufacturer or producer of Jelly Babies. You can get Jelly Babies produced by other sweet firms like Haribo and so on. But they don't have the message contained within them that Bassett's Jelly Babies do. So I emphasize that to you, because maybe someday you'll open up a packet of Jelly Babies and you'll take a closer look and you'll not see the things that we're going to highlight to you this morning. You ask people their favorite sweets, often the response would be Jelly Babies. They've just got that lovely sweet taste to them. Now, whenever Jelly Babies were first manufactured, they weren't known as Jelly Babies. They were known as Peace Babies. You see what it says there? Maybe it's a wee bit too far away in the slide on the left. Did you know that Jelly Babies were originally called Peace Babies? And they were first introduced by Bassetts in 1919. So that's 123 years ago. And the reason they were introduced then was when the peace treaty at the end of the First World War was signed. So that's how they were given their name. And the packet on the right, Peace Babies, that was produced just 4 years ago, 1918, whenever the 100th anniversary of the Peace Babies was approaching. So Bassett's produced a special edition of their Jelly Babies to mark the 100th anniversary. Maybe you saw them at that particular time. So Peace Babies. And how relevant that is, boys and girls. Remember that the angel said when the Lord Jesus came, whenever he was born, he came to bring peace on earth. You think of all the wars, the fighting, the strife there is across the world. So there's a sense in which we can say the Lord Jesus was a peace baby. He came to bring peace on earth. Now remember, that peace will not come in all its fullness until the Lord Jesus comes again the second time. There's an old hymn, "Sin and war shall not cease till the Prince of Peace comes back to this world once again." But remember, boys and girls, the Lord wants to give you peace in your heart. The Bible speaks about the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And you can only know that peace and experience that peace when you ask the Lord Jesus into your heart to be your Savior. So in 1919, they were known as peace babies. And one of the reasons why, boys and girls, there's so many colours in the jelly babies, and I have them all up here, a wee packet. One of the reasons why there's so many colours, they were to represent different continents and different countries around the world that all fought in the First World War and all fought for peace. You know, we sing the little chorus, "Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world." So it's emphasizing worldwide. So what that means, boys and girls, for us, is that it doesn't matter what country you come from, what continent you come from. It doesn't matter what is the land of your nativity or the land of your birth. We want you to know today that there's salvation for you. God so loved the world. It wasn't that he so loved just the Jews. He so loved the world. And there's going to be people in heaven of every nation, kindred, tribe, and tongue. So you can come today and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Now what happened, boys and girls, was whenever the Second World War came, sweets weren't seen to be essential goods. So during the war, there was no manufacture of sweets. And you think of the sweets called peace babies, it wasn't really that relevant to be producing sweets with the name of peace at a time of war. So there was no jelly babies during the war. But then around 1953, another man bought over the Bassett's factory, and he started to produce the jelly babies again. And that's really when the name jelly babies came so much to the fore. And the important thing is that the man that bought the factory then, he was a Christian. He loved the Lord. So there's some little secret hidden symbols in the jelly babies that they produced. And I want to highlight those to you very, very quickly. Time's running out for me. So remember, if you get a jelly baby, what you do is you have to lick off the flower to be able to see the symbols. So the first one, boys and girls, we're going to give you the gospel message in the jelly baby. So when you eat them, you'll be able to see this and remember it yourself. So the first one is the black one. And the symbol on the black one is the heart. And I'm going to put some little cartoon or some little soft jelly babies beside. They're produced as well. So the black one has a heart. And that reminds us of our black heart because of sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's the reason, boys and girls, you can't get into heaven. It's because of your sin. And if you want to go to heaven, you need to have your sins forgiven. You need to have your sins washed away. So that's the first one. The second one is green. And you see the way he's got his hand up at his face. And he's crying. You can see in the other one on the right, the tear. So the green one is crying. And that represents God's sadness. God's sad because of our sins. And God's sad as well because of those that don't know the way to heaven. Remember, we have a responsibility to spread the message of the gospel. We encourage you to do that when your families are with you. There's three times in the Bible when the Lord Jesus wept. I encourage you to look for those. But God is sad because of our sins. And God wants you to be sad because of your sin as well. He wants you to sorrow over your sin, and he wants you to shed tears of repentance. He wants you to turn from your sin and ask the Lord Jesus into your heart. And then the red one, and you can see on the picture from the box, it's got a bee. And there's a very clear message in the red one. The bee stands for the blood. Remember, boys and girls, there's only salvation in Christ, and there's only salvation through the blood of the Lord Jesus. The reason that he was born to die. He came to be our Savior. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So I want to remind you of the words of the chorus, "What can wash away my sin?" And the answer is nothing but the blood of Jesus. There's only salvation in the blood of Christ. And then the fourth one's the pink one. And that reminds us just of a newborn babe. Remember, if you want into God's family, you have to be born. You have to become a babe in Christ. And the only way to become a babe in Christ is to be born again. Born again of the Spirit. The Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, and he was an old man at the time, "You must be born again." And that's our prayer for you. What a blessing that would be. There's a very famous preacher called Christmas Evans, a Welsh preacher. He was born on Christmas Day. But there's something more important, boys and girls, that could maybe happen to you. This Christmas Day, you could be born again of the Spirit. So the babe indicates that we're children in God's family because of birth. And I pray that you have been born again. I pray that you're a babe in Christ. Then, number five is the yellow one. Can you see what the yellow one has around its neck? They've made it a wee bit clearer in the little like collectible doll representation. The yellow one's got a necklace, and that represents jewels and riches. Some of the ladies and the girls maybe got some jewelry as Christmas presents, something that's very precious and valuable. Well, the jewels represent the riches that there are in Christ. It's what Paul, writing to the Ephesians, spoke about as unsearchable riches. All the blessings of the gospel, we cannot fully comprehend all that the Lord Jesus did for us and provided for us when he died for our sins on Calvary's cross. So remember that, boys and girls, there's great blessings in store for those that receive Christ as their Savior. And you think of the yellow, does it not especially remind you of heaven, of the blessing of heaven? There's an old hymn that says, "On the golden streets of heaven, all men hope to walk someday. The streets of heaven are paved with gold." So it reminds us of gold. And our prayer is that you're going to heaven, that you're going to experience the blessing of heaven. And remember, that can only be so if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So then the sixth and the final color of the jelly baby, it's orange. And can you see just in the picture on the left, he's got something around his middle. So the orange jelly baby is actually wearing what we call a bum bag. And you put things into your bum bag just to make sure that you're ready. If you go out for a walk, if you go to town, you're out on your holidays, there's some things you need to bring with you so that you're ready for certain situations that might arise. So what that is indicating is you need to be ready for Jesus coming again. Remember, we're thinking of his first coming on this Christmas day, at this Christmas time, as what we describe as his first advent. But there's going to be a second advent, a second coming. The Lord Jesus said, "I will come again." And we're watching for that. That's what the Bible encourages us to do. And all the signs all around us, the events, are indicating the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. The signs of the times tell me Jesus will come and come very soon for his own. That's what the hymn writer said. So the Lord Jesus is coming, and you need to be ready. And there's only one way to be ready, boys and girls, and that's by asking the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Savior. You need to be ready for Jesus coming or calling. Calling is when we're called away from this scene of time by death. So the Bible says, "Be ye also ready." Need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. And that's our prayer. We want to urge you, if you're not ready, if you're not prepared to meet the Lord, if you're not prepared for the coming of the Savior, that you'll do that today by asking him into your heart. and asking him to take your sins away. So that's the Jelly Baby family, all of those little dolls. Saw those actually on the internet yesterday when we're preparing the story, so we've ordered a set of those. The next time I tell the story, maybe in some of the schools, I'll be able to use those. They'll be a wee bit bigger than holding up the Jelly Baby sweets. So that's a little bit of the gospel story, and it's in Bassett's Jelly Babies. And I pray the Lord might bless that that story, that message to your hearts this morning. Number 88, please. We're going to sing just a few verses as we close. We do thank you for your presence with us today. Thank you for coming. Pray you'll have a blessed time with your family. Do remember, please, the time again tonight. Come along and share with us. Verses 1 and 5 and 6, we'll sing 1, 5 and 6 of number 88, and we're standing to sing, please. Father, for the opportunity to meet at your feet. Thank you for your word, the gospel message that has gone forth. Our prayer, Father, is that each one here and all connected with our families will be ready for Jesus' coming or calling. We ask, Father, work in our family circles. Work by your Spirit. We pray, Father, move savingly amongst those of our loved ones who are not yet ready for eternity. Lord, we ask thee to be with us now as we leave. Grant us journeying mercies. Be with us in our homes through this afternoon. And bless again the gospel meeting tonight. Give us a little time of heaven upon the earth. And may the blessing of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be our abiding portion, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.